The last time that we had Friday Shir, we spoke about the Ramban's approach to Kedusha. The goal today is to speak a little bit about the approach to the Malbim and Sfas Emes. Understand Sfas Emes well about Kedusha is going to be critical. It's going to be transformative, hopefully, in terms of the way that we relate to not just Kedusha as a whole, but what it means to be Jewish, what it means that there are Shabbos and Hanukkah and other kinds of Yamim Tovim. And to understand things as well as possible, the approach to Sfas Emes is an incredibly important mahalach, and a mahalach that demands and requires, on some level, our taking it seriously. We'll open up in a way which is somewhat similar to what we did with the Ramban, and just to give us a little bit of context. Torah tells the beginning of parts, Kedoshim, Daber, Akladas, B'nai Yisrael, V'marta, Aleihem, Kedoshim, Tiyu, Ki Kadosh Ani, Hashem, Elokeichem. The Torah commands us that we are to be holy. The reason why we are to be holy is because just as Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem Elokeichem, that just as God is holy, we too are expected to be holy. That in and of itself is somewhat surprising. We know the Ribbono Shel Olam is holy, but our requirement to be holy, or our charge to be holy, is modeled after the Kedush of the Ribbono Shel Olam. We know that not only are we as people supposed to be holy, but we have it here. It's going to be in our Siddur. We're going to say it in about a week and a half or so. Comes from Masech HaSofrim. The Haneiros Halalu Anu Madlikim Al Nisim V'Al Niflaos, that these candles that we are lighting, Haneiros Halalu Kodesh Hein, that the candles that we're lighting are also Kodesh, they're considered to be holy candles, that you can have Kedusha also in a Heftah Shel Mitzvah, also in items that a person uses when performing particular mitzvos, and here we're told that these candles are Kodesh. We know also from Bereishis Perek Beis, V'chu Asmai Marsh V'chol Tzva'am, that Vayvarech Elokim as Yom Hashvi Vayikadesh Oso, that Shabbos is also Kadosh. And the Mishnah Mitzachas Kalim there in the fourth source of the street, Eretz Yisrael is Kadosh. So Kedusha is found in a variety of different contexts. It's found in people, it's found in places, it's found in times, it is found in items. Things are Kadosh. And we want to understand what exactly that means. We want to understand, we'll speak about Sfas Emes and Chanukah, hopefully, for a bit of time as the Shir progresses. What does it mean to be Kadosh? So we saw last time that in the thought of the Ramban, part of what it means to be Kadosh is to be separate. So the person has to learn how to separate themselves from elements of this world. Not to be a Novel Birshus HaTorah, not to do that which is technically permitted, but rather to remove themselves from more. And the Ramban understands that when you remove yourself, so now I'm in a position when I remove myself from this world where I can start experiencing Kedusha. Where can I experience that Kedusha? Why am I separating myself? So we saw last time for Shimon and Shari Yosher, I'm separating myself so that I can help and give over to others. For others, the reason why I'm separating myself is so that I can be more focused and more connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam. But on some level, Kedusha involves a degree of separation. We're going to focus today on the approach of the Malbim. We'll focus relatively briefly on that. And then learn, hopefully, a bunch of comments with Sfas Emes that can give us good insight and a very, very different perspective, at least on some level, as to what Kedusha is. And hopefully one that we can find to be very, very relevant. The Malbim writes as follows. Kedoshim tiyu ki kadosh, ha-kedusha hi ha-prishas v'asnashas michol darche ha-chomer v'ateva. Says the Malbim, he begins the way that the Ramban in many ways begins. If you want to be holy, learn how to separate yourself. If you want to be holy, learn how to remove yourself from elements of the physical world. V'yesh b'kedusha madregos rabos. There are different madregas and different levels of kedusha. But if you want to know what it means on some level to be holy, it means to remove yourself. The Malbim understands that this is where we are similar to Ribbono Shel Olam. What does it mean? You should be kadosh just like God is kadosh. So says the Malbim. Perush shemitzad she'ani kodesh trichem atem lidamos alai. Just as God is kadosh, we are required to be kadosh like Hashem. Why? Ki bazeh ha'ofen nivra ha'adam b'tzelem u'vidmus. We are created in the image of the Ribbono Shel Olam. What does it mean to be created in the image of the Ribbono Shel Olam? So a lot of different mahalchem when it comes to Bali Machshava. For here in the Malbim, he says as follows, that we are here to be like those who are associated with the Melech HaKavod, Ki Kemosh Hashem, Hu HaEchad Be'olam, Shu Kadosh V'Nivdal, V'Ne'elam Miku, V'Ne'elam Mikulam, that just as the Ribbono Shel Olam is separate and removed and elevated from everyone, from everything, just as Hashem is, V'Hu Levado, Asher lo hakoach v'ha memshala, that Hashem has the power and the authority to control different elements of this world, just as that is true. Kena adam hu tziyur atzelem ha'elyon mizeh atzad sheyachol l'skadesh ulahanag es merkavasu ha'ketana banhaga b'chiv eshchav shesh b'altin etzunu tachas tzulkei ha'teva, that we also have, are endowed with a certain kind of authority. We also are given the capacity to channel elements of Ribbono Shel Olam in this world, that we are unique and elevated here. The first step towards understanding Kedusha and the Malbim, it is about physical separation, and it stems from the fact that we are unique and elevated. You want to separate yourself, that's Kedusha. So I separate myself, I am unique, the same way the Ribbono Shel Olam is unique. However, the Malbim understands that the nature of Kedusha with the Ribbono Shel Olam is different than Kedusha when it comes to people. And this, Rabbi Leibowitz, in his Sefer Hashgach HaPratis, relates to some of these Malbims in a way which I think is very, very important. Ein kadosh kashem ki ein biltecha ve'ein tzor ke lokeinu. The pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, some of us know this from, or I think we all know this, took him on some level from Shabbos morning davening. There's no one that's holy like Hashem. Ein kadosh kashem. Now, on the one hand, we have to be kadosh the same way Hashem is kadosh. On the other hand, in kadosh Hashem, there's no kedusha like the kedusha of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Says the Malbim as follows: Kigeder hakedusha who has nivdal mikolin and hagashem mikol midos hanivraim. Part of kedusha means to be separate from the physical world. Okay. So what's pshat? Hein emes Hashem who kadosh betachas hakedusha. God is the holiest thing in this world. Aval ein shum dimoy ve'erech l'kedusha Hashem im hakedusha mitzuyeres etzleinu. God's Kedusha is different than our Kedusha. When we speak about Kedusha, we're talking about Havdalah Michol Davar Chomri. We're talking about removing ourselves from the physical world. It requires us to take a step back. Yirchak Yoser, that we have to remove ourselves. Lo kena Kedusha etzel Yisbarach, achar she'ein davar bilto. Because Baruch Hu sustains all creation. Those of us that have learned Tanya as Yakislev on some level, Yakislev is upon us. Whether you recognize it as Yantif or not is a different question. But the calendar, Yah Kislev, is Ezra Hashem going to be upon us, unless there's some really funky things that happen in the next couple of days. He called now Tom and Ephraim and Asma, Inlam, Kiyam, Rega, Bill, they returned to Mishra. That's the way the Baal Tanya described. That there's no such thing, says the Malbim, nothing in this world would be created. We saw elements of this similar in Sfas Emes. Nothing could be sustained without the Ribbono Shel Olam sustaining it. That God is the source of all Bria. God is the source of all creation. And if God would not be in this world could not continue to exist. In that sense, he is Mimalias Kulam, Besovivis Kulam, okay, ideas from Torah Kabbalah, that the Ribbono Shel Olam is different. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kedusha is not one of removal, but one of involvement. That what it means that God is Kadosh is that God is intimately involved in all physical elements in this world, because if God was not here, these physical things could not continue. They could not exist. We could not exist as beings. The Shtender could not exist as a physical item, if not for the fact that God allows it to continue and plays a role in its functioning. In that sense, in Kadosh Kelokeinu, there's nothing holy like God. God's holiness is fundamentally different than our holiness. Our holiness is about removal. God's holiness is the capacity to at once be holy and also intimately involved in all elements of creation. That everything is sustained by virtue of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Gedar Kedusha Shel Kol HaKadosh Hu Afrasha Vadol Mizulaso V'Gedar Kedushascha Hu that everything comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's also true in Tehillim. Mika Hashem Elokeinu Hamagbi Lashaves Hamashpiler Os B'Shamayim Uv'Aretz. Who is holy? We're going to say this in Halo. Who is holy like Hashem to be Hamashpiler Os B'Shamayim Uv'Aretz? That God comes down to perceive Shamayim and Aretz. From God's perspective, Shamayim and Aretz are all equal. From God's perspective, God is intimately involved in all elements of creation. And therefore, God's Kedusha is much more powerful. Ata Kadosh, Vishimcha Kadosh, Ukdoshim Bechol Yom Yalucha Sela, Baruch Ata Hashem, Hakel HaKadosh. What we're davening when we refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Kadosh, and God's name being Kadosh, is not God being separate, but God being involved in this world, and God being able to sustain it. What the Malbim here introduces for us is not Kedusha purely as being separate, but God's Kedusha is one in which God is much more intimately involved in this world. And that God's ability to be involved establish things as being very, very different. And now we get to the Sfas Emes. We're going to learn a good deal of Sfas Emes together right now. It's going to be a very, very different orientation. The practical implications of the Sfas Emes are going to be very, very clear. It will, l'dati, I think, give us some good insight in terms of the way that we keep Shabbos and the way that we observe Hanukkah, what it means that we're supposed to be Kadosh, what it means that we're actually striving for something. Let's start with the Rabbeinu Bechai. There's a wonderful Sefer, Sharmel Pnimius, that has a lot of these Sfas Emes in there and gives some of the background. Shabbos is referred to as being Kadosh. Rabbeinu Bechai writes that there are two understandings of Kedusha. One is al derech ha-pshat, and one is al derech ha-kabbalah. The Sfas Emes is going to work in many ways with the more Kabbalistic interpretation. We're not getting heavily Kabbalistic. Sfas Emes is not a heavily Kabbalistic Sefer. He uses ideas that come from Kabbalah and makes them relevant in terms of the way that we perceive things in this world. What does it mean that Shabbos is Kadosh? So on a level of pshat, what it means that Shabbos is Kadosh is that Shabbos is nivdal. Shabbos is different. Kedusha means separate, and Shabbos is separate. The rest of the days of the week, we engage in physical labor. The rest of the days of the week, we engage in the physical world. That is different when it comes to Shabbos. It's a separate kind of a day. That's al derech ha-pshat. Comes along the Rabbeinu Bechai into this follows. We're going to glance over some of the Kabbalah. Al derech ha-kabbalah, yom ha-shvi, hi ha-sfir ha-shvi, es nikreis olam ha-neshamos, kisham koch ha-neshama, v'chulei. V'alkein v'yivarech, ki hetzil alav mimekor ha-bracha, v'chein v'yikadis oso, ki yimshoch min ha-kodesh, v'havein zeh. Says the Rabbeinu Bechai, al pitoris ha-kabbalah, what it means that Shabbos is Kadosh, oddly enough, many of us intuit more the approach that comes from Kabbalistic Sfarim. When we say Shabbos is Kadosh, most of us don't mean it's different than Thursday. Oh, Shabbos is really Kadosh. It's like so different than Tuesday. That's not the way most of us, I think, use the term. When many of us use the term that Shabbos is Kadosh, it is endowed with a certain kind of spirituality. It is Hetzil Alav Mimekor HaBracha. That from the source of blessing and from the source of holiness, there is a presence. There is an increased kind of spirituality and presence that comes from the source of blessing that is found on Shabbos. It isn't just different. It isn't just separate. It is different. It is endowed. It is established with a certain kind of Kedusha in a way which is very, very powerful. Sfas Emes and Parshas Kedoshim understand in many ways that's what it means that we have the ability to be Kadosh. It's not that we just don't have the ability to be separate. We have the ability to live lives that are intensely more holy. Says Sfas Emes as follows. Sfas Emes Parshas Kedoshim, Kaf Reish Lamed Aleph. Acharei Kedoshim, Eini Zoch, Ksedek, Ketiyu, Fine. Bemedrash, Vizor HaKadosh. Ki Uavtocha Gamkein, Ki Ich Yuchel Basta Redam Les Kalit, Begitza Hashem Yisbarach. How could a person be holy like Hashem is holy? How is that possible? Ach, ki kadosh ani Hashem alkeichem, perish. Achar shotziu Hashem Yisbarach b'Mitzrayim, shayunim mishubadim lahem. The Rebbeinu Shalom took us out of Mitzrayim. And what does it mean that Kadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim? We have dilanu mi'a umo, shachiyus v'akoach, v'sobisot kolis Yisroch mi'a Hashem Yisbarach. Anokhi Hashem alkecha, mi'yuchod min'chol ha'umos. The Rebbeinu Shalom is our God. The Rebbeinu Shalom took us out of Mitzrayim and gave us, made us separate. That God made us more holy. God gave us something else. It's true that all creations in this world come from the creation of the Ribbono Shel Olam, aval b'derech hester v'tzimtzumim. All creations in this world come from Ribbono Shel Olam, but they're very hidden. Constriction, it's hard to find Ribbono Shel Olam there at all. Aval chiyus kol ish yisra hu chelek alokim mimal. But every single Jew, what it means that there was a Yetzias Mitzrayim, what it means anochi Hashem, elokecha, God is everyone's God, but he's our God in a much more intense way. All of our life force comes from Hashem. U'memela b'kocheinu l'hiskadesh gam ba'olam haza. The Ramban writes that Kedusha comes when you remove yourself from Olam Haza. Sfas Emes says the fact that we're Kadosh means that we can have Kedusha in Olam Haza. It means you have Kedusha in Olam Haza. Ki Hashem Yisbarach Mechai HaKol, God sustains everything even though he's Kadosh, and so too we have the ability, L'hiskadis B'chol Masav Af Shehem Toch HaTeva. Starting point. Kedusha does not demand removing yourself from this world. Kedusha, part of what we have is the capacity to be holy in this world, to experience an increased presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam in every single element of this world. That's what Kedusha means. And that's what Shabbos is. Shabbos is not just a day of Isser Melacha. It's a day of greater sanctity. It's a day of a greater sense of presence of Shekhinah. It's a day that we are able to feel Anochi Hashem Elokecha. We have more of a connection to a certain kind of Kedusha. So we could experience a Kedusha that takes place in Olam Haza. We could have a Kedusha that we could experience Shabbos as being Kadosh in a way which, as Tzfas Emes, non-Jews can't have. Non-Jews have a connection, but it's so deep and so hidden that they can't find it in this world. A Goy Sheshavas is Chayav Misa, the Gemara says in Mesech Sanhedrin. A non-Jew can't keep Shabbos. In many ways, why? So Tzfas Emes' type idea, the Kedusha of Shabbos, of a God's intimate involvement in this world, that we can feel spirituality in a powerful way in this world, non-Jews can't have that the same way. It's too hidden for them. We have that capacity to feel that in a much, much more powerful kind of way. If you look in Tzfas Emes, source number 12, part of Kedoshim, also Vinei, Mitzvah Kedoshim Tiyu, what is the Mitzvah Kedoshim Tiyu? So for the Ramban Mitzvah, remove yourself from this world. For Tzfas Emes, Tiyu Lahamshech HaKedusha B'chol Uvda, Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Imkin HaKedushim Nimteis B'Yish Yisrael, Aval Tzichem Lahamshech HaKedusha B'chol HaYivarim. Here's where it goes. There's a certain kind of Kedusha that's present. Ribbono Shalom is Kadosh. Part of our job, Kikar Shani Hashem, we have an element of godliness within us. We have a chelek eloka mimal, a sense of godliness within us. What is our job of Kedoshim to you? Not to, and here it's conceptually the opposite of the Ramban. Not for the Ramban, it's about being in this world and learning how to elevate ourselves to an upper world. It's very much we have into certain elements of maral, of remove yourself from that world. For the Tzfas Emes, part of the mitzvah of Kedoshim Tiyu is that we down here have the ability to pull Kedusha from on top. There's Kedusha on top, and we can tap into sources of Kedusha and bring it down into Olam HaTeva. Bring it down into here. One more time. L'hamshech HaKedusha b'chol uvda, ki kadosh ani Hashem Elokeichem, im kein HaKedusha nimteis b'Yish Yisrael, Aval tzrichem lahamshech hakedusha b'chol ha'ivarim. Ki b'chol eis sha'adam muchan lakedusha, nekuda hakedusha shebo mispashetes. All we have to do, that's Tzfas Emes, our job is to make ourselves kelim, to make ourselves vessels to receive kedusha. There's holiness that's going to be brought down. We have to make ourselves ready to be able to receive it. We have to be the kind of people that can appreciate this kedusha down here. And when you're able to do that, to extract and to bring Kedusha down, you can bring it into the physical world. That's why I remember last week we struggled a little bit, last week we spoke about this, in the thought of the Ramban. So what does that mean, that like a Shabbos is Kadosh, it's separate, yet we're more involved, we have nice meals on Shabbos. There's physicality on Shabbos. Yom Kippur, I get, it's totally removed. But what you often find is that some of the times that are most Kadosh often also come with increased Gashmias. Shabbos is more kadosh, it comes with nicer meals. A wedding, Baruch Hashem, had beautiful, wonderful food also, aside from everything else. It's given a certain kind of increased sense of the physical. Even those who are so kadosh are engaged in physicality. Because kedusha, at the times when we're most kadosh, we're also more able to bring it down to the physical world. We're more able to become the kind of kelim that can bring it down. Now here, yeah. How would you define increased presence of the divine? By how you say it? You have it a little bit different when it comes to, there's a risk of this idea. And that risk is source number 13. It's Tzfas Emes and Parshas Korach. When you start talking about this Kedusha everywhere, this, in many ways, by the way, is a similar critique to elements of Neo Hasidus. The elements of, when you start talking about how everything is Kadosh, so what you start doing is blending lines, and you start attributing certain things as being Kadosh, that really don't have that much Kedusha the same way. Part of the problem of Korach, Kol Ha'eda Kulam Kedosha. Korach made a statement. Korach's statement was, everyone is Kadosh. Why, Moshe Rabbeinu, are you in charge beyond everyone else? Everyone's kadosh. Everyone's holy. So what are you acting like you're in charge? Everyone's holy. And in a certain sense, what Korach is saying is right. At some level, Korach, what he's saying is MS. isn't every Jew really considered to be holy? So why is Korach wrong when he says, Moshe, you're elevated or things like that? Korach is saying, Inyan machlokas Korach, amar kikola eda, kulam kadoshim. And Moshe says, no, asher yivchar Hashem hu akadosh. Where is the source of the mistake come from? If kedush is all about removal, so again, it's clear, some are more, some are less. Aval be'emes ki kola kedusha, ki anim shechas mil mala, all kedusha comes, it's pulled down from on top, the Ribbono Shel Olam's on top, and we have the ability to tap into a certain kedusha. And ki kol me'ad kedusha nimtza bo, hu besi'u asher lemala, every element of kedusha, which a person has within him, in this world, only comes because there's help and support from on top, from Ribbono Shel Olam, v'korach lachaka kedusha le'atzma. Korach thought, I have kedusha, and I'm going to vayikach Korach. It's my kedusha. I forgot about the connection to on top. V'savar ki ha'idea kedusha le'mata b'tocham Hashem. That Korach thought that because he has, there's a certain kind of kedusha here, that all are equal, that the kedusha is really his, no need to pull things from on top. The source, the problem of certain figures, is when you start thinking that everything is kadosh, and that all things are equally kadosh, and that all things are kadosh, even when they are in some divorce from a Ribbono Shel Olam on top, so there's kedusha in nature is different than saying, all nature is kadosh, just like a Torah is kadosh, and all nature is kadosh, even when it's divorced from a Ribbono Shel Olam, that nature has kedusha, but only when it's perceived as part of a ma'arechat, only when it's perceived and it's connected to a Ribbono Shel Olam. Otherwise, I stop and look outside and I see trees. So there's kedusha, but only when it's connected. And part of the problem of a kol ha'eda, kulam kedoshim, that everyone is kadosh, it's not, everyone has the potential for kedusha. Everyone has the ability to pull, everyone may even have elements of a kedusha from on top. It doesn't mean that we're all equal. Asher yivchar bo, who the Ribbono Shel Olam chooses, it comes from milmala, and you pull it down. You can't make the mistake of assuming as long as you're done here, you're good to go, or that all things are really equally considered to be kadosh. The Zohar says, that's Fasemes, that Korach rejected Shabbos. Why did Korach reject Shabbos? Because Shabbos is against the Korach idea. Shabbos is that there are certain times that are more kadosh, and Shabbos is that there's a kedusha that comes milamala downwards. And for Korach, no, everything's kadosh. Kol eda kulam kedusha. Why is Shabbos? You know, it's like you think Shabbos. Well, Wednesday is also holy. Maybe Wednesday is holy. Maybe. But Shabbos is more holy, and Shabbos has a kedusha that comes milamala. Shabbos has a kedusha that comes on top all the way down. And part of what we have, the Ribbono Shel Olam gives Klal Yisrael the ability to have certain moedim, to have certain moedim. We'll speak of one more thing, and then we'll focus on Chanukah. Fasemes and Parsha Shemini tells us as follows: the food that we eat has to be kadosh. We're told that we can't eat trey food because we want to be people who are the Rambam put Tilchos Ma'achalos Asuros. In Sefer Kedusha. That the way that we eat is connected to Kedusha. We'll speak about this by Ezra Shem and Daf Zayin and Mesechas Gidin when we get there, not in too long. Says Vasemis as follows: Ki ani Hashem amale eschamei Erev Mitzrayim, peirush b'tzitz Mitzrayim nisbarazos, ki ayidei hizkash b'olam hazeh, negen harsham, ayidei zeh zochem b'olam hazeh l'hamshech Kedusha. That a person who does olam hazeh correctly can find Kedusha even here. And that's why the Ribbono Shel Olam values us more than he values angels. God values more, and here's it's not just this world can have Kedusha. God values more those who can have Kedusha in this world than angels that have Kedusha up there. Angels, those that are up there, we saw this a couple of years ago in Nefesh HaChayim, Rambam, are angels greater than people? Are people greater than angels? Discussion there. Says the Fasemes, angels are, from a pure perspective, those that are up in the upper worlds are more kadosh. But God doesn't value that so much. They're kadosh, and they're always going to be kadosh. That's who they are in their essence. Angels are spiritual beings. The spiritual creations in the upper worlds are there, and they are kadosh. what is chaviv in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam are people that live in the grit, people that live in the challenge of this world and find Kedusha anyway. That, by the way, is a dominant idea and element of Torah Hasidus, that a person can get frustrated sometimes. I'm living in a world that I'm not as kadosh as really I would ideally like to be. I live in a world that I'm involved and engaged in physicality. I live in a world that I'm so much involved in like physical life. And that can be on some level so incredibly frustrating. My wife spoke Friday night at the wedding. My wife spoke at the wedding on Friday night. She spoke at the Shabbos before and described, it was so powerful, because I think, I don't know if you had this enough when you're full-time in yeshiva, you'll certainly have this in life. She's describing a challenge that, like, say, like, from a spiritual perspective, she feels sometimes like, if not for the fact that she, like, had a life with, like, being busy with work and with children and with a home and with other kinds of relationships, she really feels like she could be holy and have, like, a spiritual relationship with God. It's just that, like, too much of time is spent on, like, dealing with life. Dealing with all the challenges that come up. It's dealt with booking tickets for a wedding and then finding the right, you know, gown for your daughter and suit for your son. And there's so much that you have to do when you're part of a family. There's so much time is spent on, now I gotta go shopping, now I have to go make Shabbos food, now we have to go. There's so much that's really there as far as dealing with physical reality. And in a certain sense, it's a real challenge if you really want to be kadosh and spiritual. And sometimes that comes with a degree of frustration, especially as you get older and you find that a lot of your life is not spent as much with just sitting here learning all day. But a lot of life is spent dealing with just physical and like nitty gritty and physical. And at times it's meaningful, but at times it's not as directly spiritual. And there's a real challenge that there sometimes for people in their lives. And part of the chizah, again, that she was describing to think is so accurate, is the knowledge that that's how the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world. God created a world in which we're supposed to be involved in, but we're working and we have a lot on our plate sometimes. We want to take advantage of stages like this in our lives when we have less to get more purely spiritual. We learn how to tap into pulling from on top. At this stage, it'll be easier later. But life is filled with a certain kind of day-to-day struggle. And when you have moments of greater kedusha, when I can feel like I'm pulling that, that's awesome. And if not, this idea of tzfas emes, it's more chaviv klapei de Ribbono Shel Olam, the kedusha that takes place within the nitty-gritty of this world. And I would suggest that for many of us, we want to have elements of a Ramban. We want to have elements of a Kedusha in which we know when to pull back. When the world, we're too much involved in materialism and physicality, we're too much involved in just being so on top of it, that there are elements, there are stages in life where the Ramban idea is important. But a lot of our lives is going to be very, very meaningful if we channel certain ideas as Tzfas Emes. A lot of our lives are going to be meaningful when we know that when we're stuck in physical world, that I can still find Kedusha there, that the struggle I have, even if I don't have the same result as I would have if I was purely Kadosh, but it's Chaviv Lifnei the Ribbono Shel Olam. God wants us to be in physical world. God wants us to be dealing with, sometimes, to be washing dishes and doing laundry. God wants us to be people who get up in the morning and go have our jobs. God wants us to be people that sit on our, you know, that tuck our kids into bed at night and talk to them about whatever it is that they're interested in. And there's Kedusha that a person has the capacity to find at those stages also. At those stages also. And that's something which is important to be sensitive to and to be aware of the potential for Kedusha there. Tzfas Emes understands, and here is where we get to Chanukah in sources number 15 and 16. Tzfas Emes understands that herein lies part of the message of Chanukah. That a person could think, and here's the chizuk. The Ramban idea is on the one hand hard, but also simple. Remove yourself from this world a lot. Prisha, Kedusha, remove yourself and it'll all be good. Tzfas Emes idea is very challenging. Let's find Kedusha in Olam Hazeh. And for every person to feel like they could do it. Says Tzfas Emes, part of the message of Chanukah is the following. Quotes from the Chlushi Arim, Tafri Shlam et Vav Chanukah. Higi B'Shin Rabo Seinu. The Chlushi Arim quotes from Rabbi Seinu, that the Gemara tells us that psilos v'shmanim, the wicks and the oils, that Chazal say you can't light on Shabbos, you can light on Chanukah. It's a Gemara Masechta Shabbos, that the candles, the wicks that are pasul to use on Shabbos, you can light on Chanukah. In there, says Chlushi Arim, is a powerful yisod about the nature of Chanukah. There are those things that you can't light up on Shabbos, you can't light on fire on Shabbos, but on Chanukah, you could light a whole lot more. Dehainu nefashos b'nei Yisrael, asher lo tehorim heim. You have souls in the Jewish people that are not so tahor. Ki nefesh is roshei tevos, ner, psila, shemen. Psilo, shmon, ner, all of these are reference to the Jewish soul. That there are Jews that you can't light on Shabbos. There are Jews that you try it and Shabbos doesn't impact them that much. That Shabbos can't do it for them. Mikol makom yesh aliyah lahem b'chanukah. But even those nefashos, neros, pilos, even those people that on a regular Shabbos, it won't impact them. Chanukah has the ability to do it. Chanukah can get people in intense places. I think the way that Debre Chaim said it out is that if Hamelach Basada in Elul, if God is in the field in Elul, something that Debre Chaim said, on Chanukah, God is in the Beis HaSoar. God's found in the prisons. That God goes to the furthest of places. That God goes wherever a person happens to be. And part of the idea of Chanukah is that a person can be there. And says Fas Emes, why is this so? Why is it more than Shabbos? Why dafka Chanukah? Can people be able to do it? So says Fas Emes, because Yontif of Chanukah, there's certain Yomim Tovim that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us in Torah Shebichtav. There's certain Yomim Tovim that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us, like Sukkot and Pesach and Shabbos, that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave it to us. But there's something else. Chanukah and Purim are Yomim Tovim that we establish ourselves. Those are days that B'nai Yisrael has the ability, it was Gersh Baruch gave to us. The Chanukah of Purim, he moados, sezachul hem B'nai Yisrael b'ma'aseyem. It's a world of Torah Shepa'peh, where we are more engaged and we are more involved. And when we are more engaged and we are more involved, that brings out a certain koach presence within all people. We're not passive on Chanukah. Chanukah, Pesach, sometimes we're a little bit passive. Ribbono Shel Olam took us out. And Ribbono Shel Olam commanded Pesach. And it's in Torah Shebichtav. And our involvement in the creation of the day is much more passive. Chanukah is a time which was active. B'nai Yisrael stepped up. B'nai Yisrael was intimately and actively involved in what happened in Chanukah. Not just the etzem, the miracle, although it did come from a serious nefesh that we had, but even etzem the day. We established Chanukah. Chanukah comes from us. It comes from us. And when it comes from us, it has the capacity to reach all of us. Chanukah, in that sense, comes for that reason. Says Fas Emes here in Chanukah, Tafres Mem Aleph, Yomtav, Behalal V'Hoda. Chanukah is a time when we praise Ribbono Shel Olam, Ki Begalus, in a Yachol Liftoach Peh Kiroi, Behalal V'Hoda Lifnei Hashem Yisbarach. When a Jew is in exile, they can't properly praise Ribbono Shel Olam. Says, but there are certain times B'nai Yisrael is uniquely situated to praise Hashem. Amdu Yitzharti Li Tilasi Yisafheru, Haftor Parshva Yikra, Eretz Yisrael, Beis HaMikdash, Miyuchel Lahal Hashem, Beis Katshenu Asher, that Beis Amigdus is more there. Achein, it's true in general that there are certain places and there are certain times when it's easier to praise Hashem. A person's inside Beis Amigdus, Shiras HaLeviim, the Leviim are singing. There's a certain kind of Halal V'Hoda that takes place when you're removed from Olam Hazeh. It takes place when you're in a more Kadosh location. Part of the message of Chanukah, Achein B'yamim Elu Nimtza, Tzas Ha'ara Mi Beis Amigdus. Neiros Chanukah, I'm sitting outside of Beis HaMikdash. Neiros Chanukah, some of us know from the Ramban, from the Baal HaMaor, the Neiros Chanukah are like tapping into elements of the menorah that was there in the Beis HaMikdash. That part of the message of Chanukah is that there's Kedusha not only in the Mikdash, but there can be Kedusha in other places. Chanukah's time of the year is starting to get colder and darker. It's starting to get a little bit more, it weighs in us a little bit, elements of that darkness. It's hard to find a certain kind of Kedusha. And part of Chanukah, you light a candle, like the Beis HaMikdash, in your home, outside your home. That there can be Kedusha in all those places. V'isa, Neiros Halalu Kodeshim. What does it mean, says Fas Emes, that these candles are candles of holiness? L'chein me'irim elu hayamim she'yachol kol Yis Yisrael l'halal u'l'hodos l'Hashem Yisbarach. Never, a Jew should never make the mistake that they're too far, they're too distant, they're too engaged and too involved in a world where they're just too busy for things. Never true. Every person, Haneiros Halalu Kodeshim. You know why the Chanukah candles are Kadosh? So in a Ramban perspective, Haneiros Halalu Kodeshim, Ve'en Lecha Rishus L'Shamesh Bahem. You can't use them. They're Kadosh in that they're separate. For the Sfas Emes, they're Kadosh. They are holy. And they come to represent for us the fact that all Jews are Kadosh. That all Jews can have Kedusha. And there can be Kedusha in all locations. and never to make the mistake of only in Mikdash can there be Kedusha. There's Kedusha that takes place more in the Mikdash, there's Kedusha that takes place more in the Olamos HaAlyonim, but our job with Chavit with the Ribbono Shel Olam is learning how to pull that down to this world also. And that's part of the real Avodah of Hanukkah. If I would talk for a second, just to elaborate, I don't think it's coincidental that Hanukkah, there's no real formal Isser Malach on Hanukkah. Hanukkah is the other which we are engaged in the same kinds of regular physical acts, yet it's still Kadosh. How can I name us a love of Kodeshim at the same time when we are totally engaged in the physical world? Olam Hazah, I'm totally engaged in Olam Hazah. How could that be? How could that be? I'm doing regular Malacha. Because the Kedusha of Hanukkah is one in which you are involved, you're wearing the same clothing on Hanukkah you wear all year round. You're engaging in the same Malacha on Hanukkah that you're engaged all year round. I've been hugging with the Shas of Adlaka, fine. But fundamentally, part of a Hanukkah is a bad Haneus Halalu Kodeshim. There's Kedusha when you're doing those same Malachas. There's Kedusha when you're wearing the exact same clothing. There's Kedusha when you're standing outside in the dead of winter and it's cold and it's uncomfortable and you're still lighting a little bit. There's Kedusha that you are bringing there. And to appreciate, be able to understand, we want to be people. We have a tzivoy to be Kadosh. There's a Kedusha, the art of Ramban, of knowing how to pull out of this world is there. A lot of our lives are going to be very, very busy with a whole lot on our plate. And we're going to have feelings sometimes. If only I could be totally calm and not be stressed out. If only I could sit down in the perfect minyan, in the perfect kind of a zone, I'd be able to daven so well. But nevach, I'm trying to daven a mincha in the winter when I'm working and I have to find a short minyan here or a short minyan there just to get something in. Or I'm davening in the airport in Paris at 8:10, which oddly enough is 8:05, which I realized afterwards is before Nate's in Paris at 8:05. And you're sitting there, 8:10 is Nate's in Paris, at least as of yesterday. And you are and you're sitting there and you are like, where's the I'm sitting in this airport, davening by myself on the side of some place. And I'm tired, it's a long foot. It doesn't mean there can't be real Kedusha there. It means there can't be real Kedusha in Olam Hazah. The presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam is there. A person has to learn how to tap in and to pull it down. To be able to experience a kind of a Kedusha. It's something which is there in the middle of it. Those of us, I'll speak for you know, one more. Those of us, I would imagine some of us, if we worked at like a Hask in the summer, may have experienced elements of it. It's very much engaged in the physical world and in ways that are very, very physical. But there can be Kedusha that's there in those moments also. And there can be a kind of Kedusha which is there in the physical world. And that's something which is holy. And to be able to appreciate it, something which is chashuv. So we should be zocha as we prepare for a Hanukkah of Haneirut HaKodeshim to experience a kind of Kedusha where we're not just removed at times, but also involved and engaged in a world, being able to experience a kind of holiness. I can feel the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam in this world with all Jews at all times. We should be zocha to experience that. It is wonderful to be able to be back with all of you. Have a wonderful Shabbos.